sacred pause offers us an opportunity to be with the experience we are having in that moment. Now, this practice is particularly powerful and transformative when we may find ourselves dancing in historical patterns, wounds, beliefs, identities, and so on. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast with me, Rebecca Wilson. An embodied experiential space for you to drop deep into the wealth of wisdom within your being and activate a fuller, richer you. I am a feminine awakener, thought leader, embodied business doula, sacred business midwife, healer, and all-round medicine woman. I am here to guide women deeper into their essence and power, to activate their life force, awaken pleasure, and support them to live an embodied life. I will help you birth your visions, dreams, creations, desires, and sacred business into the world from an easeful, embodied, and rooted place within. My work supports women to become more available for life, love, relationship, connection, creation, pleasure, and wealth. I will activate you into self-leadership and self-mastery to truly live an embodied and awakened life. Welcome on the journey, my love. Hello, love. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast. I am so happy to be here with you. Thank you for sharing these moments of your time together in this space, in this way. Today, I wanted to discuss and share something that I offer all of the women within my spaces, whether group, the village, or individual mentorships. And we also journey into this teaching and practice within retreats too. And this is the practice of the sacred pause. And the sacred pause has been born from an understanding of the busyness that many of us, if not all of us, are hooked into and attached to and maybe even addicted to within the current modern world. It's very much part of the social norm and the conditioning that we live in, to be really deeply hooked into this glorification of busy. We're living in a world which is characterized by a perpetual state of busyness. It's very easy for us to lose sight within the societal and cultural conditionings and the pressures and expectations of the world. The deeper truth of our needs and our bodies and how they work more optimally or functionally when we are more deeply connected to the truth of our beings, particularly as women. Often this perpetual state of busyness is glorified within the world. And therefore, we place a lot of meaning and perfectionism and success and story and being good or chosen or belonging and fitting in when we find ourselves operating in this patterning. It becomes a reactive way of being in life and the world, and it often is a subject or experience that rises in conversation between us all. But what can be born from that is a sense of connection between yourself and others, connecting and bonding over the state of busyness that you are in your life. Sometimes it can rise a felt sense of competition. Who's the busiest? Who's doing the most? And I often see this and recognize it in myself too, historically, this idea that there might be, you know, some kind of reward or medal for being the busiest and sharing that with my friends or my colleagues when I historically worked in a workplace. Wanting some kind of praise or trying to outbeat or outdo others in just how stressed I was or how busy I was. And that being a state of competition, but also a place in which I would connect with many other people. We would discuss the stress and the busyness and the doing and more. And it became this way that I recognized that bonding was happening and a sense of belonging was being formed. And it wasn't until I really sat into this patterning and recognized that that isn't a place in which I desire to connect and bond with others. And that, you know, I was personally seeking some kind of congratulations and very much seeking to be seen in my perpetual busyness and wanting it to be even more glorified. I was waiting for, you know, a gold medal or someone to cheer me on. To let me know how wonderful I was that I was so stressed and so busy. And it wasn't until I had my own awakening around this that I recognized that that isn't a conversation that I want to be part of. And I wanted to choose something different for myself and my life. I also recognized that in my own journey, and this is something I recognize or see and witness the recognition of the faces of the women that I journey with and guide into this teaching and understanding, that often this hook into being busy can be a distraction and a point of escape from pain or trauma that we have felt historically or we're feeling in the moment, or we haven't been able to feel safe enough to feel and access within our bodies. We get lost in this conditioning to glorify our busyness, to seek validation from the external world. And that often pulls us out of our internal landscape and out into the external landscape of the world around us, which I am not saying is a bad thing. But I do recognize the need for balance and harmony in both tending to the inner world and the external world. When we find ourselves in this entanglement with busyness, particularly when we are glorifying it, we can often find that we are in some kind of primal response in our body and nervous system. And it can be, for some, a form of survival. A mechanism to cope with discomfort. It's a way in which we bind our anxiety and feelings that we are uncomfortable feeling, whether that be grief, sorrow, anger, resentment, depression, anxiety, worry. We step into this loop of keeping going on, because the busier we are, the less space we have to feel. And sometimes feeling can feel like a dangerous place to be for our body or our mind. Now, the busyness can manifest in many different ways. We can be physically busy. We can also be mentally busy. And we can also be energetically busy. And sometimes we can distract ourselves with emotional busyness too, as a form of choosing or being in particular emotions or stories and narratives, so much so that we don't actually feel the true feelings and sensations that live beneath them. We can mentally busy ourselves by thinking about everything you can possibly imagine. exhausting our mind so that we do not have the space or capacity or time to really sink down into the body and feel what is alive and true there. We can physically keep ourselves busy in our lives with our jobs, maybe doing lots for other people. Busying ourselves at work is another really common patterning. But all of this busyness, although can seem to be incredibly productive for getting things done, it can also have a shadow or live within the shadow aspects of ourselves and be a way of distracting us from connecting into our bodies, our own sensations, our own feelings and emotions, what is truly happening for us. And it can also be a distraction from connecting into the people that are around us, our loved ones, family members, friends, and children. Ultimately, in whichever pathway it takes, it can breed a sense of disconnection. There's not true availability to connect with self or other, or the world around us, or nature, or animals and pets. If we are continually busy in mind, in body, in patternings, and therefore not available in that moment to be with ourself or other. Glorification of busy is often collectively and individually too destinationalized, and we are searching for or seeking to be someplace other than where we are. Now, setting goals and having visions and dreams and aspirations are a wonderful thing. And I'm definitely not saying that isn't healthy. But when we are living in the future and unable to be with the moment that we're in, and that is a perpetual state of being, whenever I've been in that state, I like to ask myself the question, where am I trying to get to? And what am I avoiding being with in this moment that is driving me to live so much in far distant future? This is also a strategy and coping mechanism that is born from the nervous system when it's been in a dysregulated or overloaded state for a long period of time. When we've been in this overloaded, overwhelmed, dysregulated state for some time, the body, the mind, the whole being of you, me, and everybody else very much can live in strategies of behavior and patterns of action, inaction, behavior, thought, feeling that further contribute to the patterning that is actually driving that dysregulation to begin with. There's such a sweet dance in finding this harmonious balance of both tending to the inner world and the external world, and one that I believe we are learning the steps of forever. There is no destination to find, and once we found balance, we are there. Life happens, it pulls us in lots of different directions. There's many different aspects of work, family, parenting, business, friendships, and all the other things that can pull us and ask from us. And if we are tending to all of those in equal measures to recognizing how we are in ourselves within those moments too, then we are dancing with the consideration of balance and considering all different aspects of relationship in equal measures. And this is where I offer women to explore the practice of the sacred pause. This concept revolves around creating the necessary and needed space within our lives to breathe, to be, and to sink into our bodies. It's a practice that supports us whilst living in a world that is constantly demanding our attention and action. To offer ourselves an opportunity to consciously carve out moments of stillness and presence. These are essential for reconnecting to our inner selves and our inner worlds. The sacred pause offers us so much, and it can be just a fraction of a moment in time. Something that pulls us back into the present moment and into the body. The sacred pause offers us an opportunity to be with the experience we are having in that moment. Now, this practice is particularly powerful and transformative when we may find ourselves dancing in historical patterns, wounds, beliefs, identities, and so on. When we find ourselves ruminating in the history of life or avoiding feeling by living far out in the future, we have disconnected from the moment. The sacred pause offers us an opportunity to witness and recognize the history that's brought us here and the vision of where we'd like to be whilst being here now. The sacred pause can be a practice that serves you as an individual. Some women like to take a breath in and out. Others like to shake their body for a few moments. Some like to explore a gentle tapping. Others like to have a big sigh, exhaling a sound and just letting something go. Others like to have a gentle conversation with themselves, just checking in with that part. Okay, where are we now? What's going on? Some like to go and ground their feet on the earth, breathing, moving. There's so many different ways that we can access and bring the sacred pause into our daily lives. And it's really powerful for it to be something that is true for you, if this is a practice that you would like to adopt and bring into your experience of life. I personally love all of the different types and often practice different ones at different moments in my day or when different availabilities are there. For example, I probably wouldn't start shaking after I've done the school run or I'm in the middle of the gym or I'm in the farm shop. I might just take a deep breath. But when I'm maybe out in nature or at home and I want to transition through something, I might find a more embodied or cathartic practice and so on. All the sacred pause is offering us is an opportunity to shift our perspective and our awareness and cultivate more presence. It also allows us to step out of this loop of busyness, of doing, of attaching to go, go, go. The power of the pause is deeply transformative and beneficial for us in our day-to-day lives. This practice allows us to take responsibility for ourselves, for our emotions, our reactions, and turn more into responsiveness with our existence and the world around us. And responsiveness is born from a state of attunement. But when we are frantically busy, fried, nervous systems, exhausted, stuck in these perpetual loops of busyness, worrying about the past, being in historical stories, imprints, beliefs, or obsessing about future and in that like forward thinking, not being here now energy. We disempower ourselves and we lack taking responsibility
but we're also in a very reactive state. And life, I have found, journeys much more easefully when I personally am in a state of responsiveness. And responsiveness is the attunement. And to be attuned is to have the space and the capacity to feel and breathe our way into each moment of our lives. This offers us an opportunity to be sovereign and to connect into our true power. It's a radical act of being responsible for ourselves and how we show up in our lives. As we embrace the practice of the sacred pause and step out of perpetual loops of busyness, we become more available for our lives, for our interactions with others. We actually become more efficient and effective in our work and our endeavors and the things that we aspire to do and create in the world. Within the pause, so much lives. So I invite you, my love, to embrace this practice of the sacred pause, particularly when you find yourself hooked into those loops of glorifying how busy you are. Take a breath, let out a sigh, and inquire within your body. Listen to the parts of yourself that are communicating with you. Because in these moments, you'll discover a well of wisdom and insight that I am sure will guide you deeper on your path toward embodied presence, wholeness, and resource. Thank you for being here on this journey and sharing these moments with me. I hope that this has landed deep within your body and your heart. I love to hear from you all, to hear of the experiences you have with any of the teachings that I offer. And I would love to hear how you have been bringing the sacred pause into your life and how that's going for you. So connect with me on Instagram, share your journey with me. And as always, if you have any insights, any questions, please do share them with me. If you know a woman in your life who would benefit from this message too, I encourage you to share it with her. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you so much. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If you loved this musing and sharing, I would love for you to share this episode far and wide. You can arrive into all of my offerings at rebecca-wilson.com. Links to dive deeper with me are in the episode notes. Remember, my love, you are here to be the fullest, most potent, powerful, embodied version of you. I am here to guide you into that. Hey, love. I'm dropping in here to welcome you to join us in our online community membership, The Village. I created this space for women to gather, to return to themselves, to deepen the connection and the relationship with self, whilst held in a community of like-minded women walking the journey and the path of their own awakening.